This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And you know, the first mass-produced pedal bicycles arrived on the scene not too long before cars arrived in the world. Bicycles began as a high-tech product of the Industrial Revolution, but cars quickly made bicycles more of a recreational device for nearly all of the 20th century. But today the bike is getting a serious new design and engineering look for a world where bikes and cars are coexisting like never before in the U.S.
People are driving less than they used to. The generation growing up into cars right now is going to drive less than their parents, which is the first time that's ever happened. So I can tell you with some measure of confidence that what's going to happen in the future is that people are going to ride their bikes a little bit more.
That's Brandon Martin Anderson from MIT, one voice from a week-long series from our partner WGBH, Boston Public Radio. The series looks at the future of biking in America. It's called Right of Way. Kara Miller, host of WGBH's Innovation Hub, joins us now. Kara, welcome back.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So you've imagined and actually gotten your hands on some pretty interesting ideas for the bike of the future. Tell us.
Yeah. So, well, one of the things I did actually is I rode a prototype of the green wheel bike. I have to say I was a little bit of a danger to the pedestrians at MIT because I have not done a lot of bike riding since I was a kid. But one of the fascinating things about this bike is that the developer, Michael Lin from the MIT Media Lab, envisions it like a pizza. So it comes to your house fully loaded and delivered. And he says, look, I just want to deliver you a really smart wheel. When I say smart, I mean really smart. And you can just pop off your old wheel, even if it's a manual wheel, not get a new bike, and just pop on a new wheel that's Bluetooth enabled, that has all sorts of apps. It's a pretty tricked out electric bike.
And does it mean electric in the sense that it powers you forward, or electric in the sense that it gives you some sort of crazy kind of fighter jet access to media while you're riding?
Okay, so it powers you forward. So one of the things that it does is it has a sense of how much help you want. And you can actually program it with your cell phone and say, you know, I want to get to work at 9 o'clock, and I don't want to be all sweaty when I get to work. Most people don't want to start the day that way. So I need a little help getting up hills and stuff. And it will, and I felt it when I was doing it, it will just kick in and give you that extra help that you need. And the idea behind this bike is, you know, you were talking about the history of bikes. Bikes are pretty much the same when I was a kid, when my grandmother was a kid. Well, this is sort of the leap, the technological leap for bikes. What if bikes could know what you want? What if they knew the weather? What if they had a sense of where the traffic was so you didn't get in traffic? I mean, that's what we're looking at in the future.
Kara Miller, host of WGBH, Boston Public Radio's Innovation Hub, spending a lot of time at the Media Lab. And I love it when those Media Lab guys talk about the future. Listen.
With my parents' generation, the game of how do we do this thing was very simple. When you were 16, you went and you bought a car. And then you bought a house that had a driveway so you could put your car near your house. And then you use the car to do stuff. But in the future, we're going to have this weird patchwork of all these different ways of doing things. And it's not really clear. It won't really be clear at any given moment what you should be doing. And that's something I'm working on. I'm building these tools that inform you of all your different options, so that you can approach this game without being completely bewildered.
Now, that's Brandon Martin Anderson from MIT once again. What game is he talking about here?
I love the fact that he calls this a game, that he sees the idea of a city where people have to get from point A to point B a game. So one of the things he is working on is sort of adding to, you know how in Google you can check driving directions.
Right.
You can check walking directions. Or if you want to take public transportation somewhere, you can check how to take the subway and then maybe you take a bus to get to your friend's house. Well, what if one of the options, and certainly in Boston we've got the Hubway, in New York you've got the city bikes. What if one of the options was, okay, well, you walk three blocks and then you can grab a bike. You can drive that, you know, 1.25 miles and drop it off at a station, a Hubway station, a city bike station, and then walk three blocks to your friend's house. So what if biking was an actual option? You didn't need to own a bike. You could just figure out where you'd pick your bike up and where you'd drop it off.
Taking the personal out of transportation, but actually making a much more efficient transportation network. Kara, thanks so much.
Exactly.
Kara Miller. Kara Miller is host of the Innovation Hub at WGBH Boston Public Radio. Their series, check it out, is called Right of Way, all about the future of bicycles and cars interacting in urban areas and in the city of Boston.